New Zealand Arts Council dumps imperialism Shakespeare program that failed to show relevance. By Breitbart London on October 17, 2022. Wellington, New Zealand, AP, is Shakespeare still relevant to today's students? New Zealand's Arts Council appears to have its doubts after ending funding for a popular school Shakespeare program, arguing it relied too heavily on busy schools, failed to show relevance to the contemporary art context and relied on a genre located within a canon of imperialism. But many have taken issue with the decision by Creative New Zealand, including Jacinda Ardern, the nation's prime minister, and former student thespian. "I was a participant in Shakespeare in schools. I thought it was a great program," Ardern said. She said students interested in drama and debate have limited opportunities to interact with peers from other schools. "I was one of those kids. And so I would like to continue to see other kids have those opportunities," she said. Ardern added that the funding decision wasn't up to her, or even to the government. Creative New Zealand is funded by taxpayers but is run independently. The school programs, workshops and festivals have been run for about 30 years by the Shakespeare Globe Centre New Zealand. Students can act, direct, make costumes or create a soundtrack. Often the plays are set in contemporary times or have different takes on the originals written by William Shakespeare more than 400 years ago. The centre has been receiving about NZD$30,000, $17,000, each year from the Arts Council, about 10% of its overall budget. Don Sanders, the centre's chief executive, said the initial rejection last month, which remained in place after a crisis meeting Friday, blindsided her. "I was gobsmacked and disgusted," she said. She said more than 120,000 students had been involved in the festivals and programs over the years, and many became professionals in theatre or film. Others, she said, had used their acting skills in their jobs, for instance lawyers who were better able to argue their cases or doctors who developed a more engaging bedside manner. Creative New Zealand did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In its 11-page rejection note, however, one Arts Council assessor said the centre had proved the ongoing value of its regional and national Shakespeare competition model, with some 4,600 young people participating in 24 regional festivals annually. "The application does make me reflect on the ongoing relevance of Shakespeare and question whether a singular focus on an Elizabethan playwright is most relevant for a decolonizing Aotearoa in the 2020s and beyond," the assessor added, using the indigenous name for New Zealand. A panel concluded that the Shakespeare Centre seems quite paternalistic and that its funding proposal did not demonstrate the relevance to the contemporary art context. Sanders said she would try to find alternative funding and vowed the show would go on. "Since the dispute became public," she said, "people had already donated thousands of dollars through online crowdsourcing." Former Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters wrote on Facebook that the decision amounted to political and social engineering by overpaid, sickly liberal bureaucratic wokester morons. Ardern, meanwhile, said it would be wrong to extrapolate a wider comment on society from a single funding decision. And she demurred on saying what Shakespeare role she had played as a student, saying such a disclosure could become a distraction. "So I might just leave out the details for now," she said.